for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday afternoon, September the 29th, 1998. Feast of Tabernacles Convocation being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Gene Moody of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is the teacher.
Stand up and pray. Okay, you write this brother a hand.
Father, we thank you for Jesus. Lord, we're here because of you. We want more of you and less of us in the world. I pray that we would not leave here today the same way we came. Glorify your name through us, Jesus, by setting us free. Set us free to love your world, to love your people, Jesus. Help us today. Be with us. Guide us. Bless and anoint the teaching. Open our hearts to receive. Your will be done in us today, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Okay, what I plan to do today is Brother Glenn wants me to do a teaching, and then I want to have time to pray for people. And generally what we do is we set a chair aside, and you come up, and we pray with you after we have our teaching. Got a number of things I want to cover. First of all, I'd like to tell you all about the Deliverance Manual, if you don't know about it. Brother Glenn has a number of those back there. I'm sure he has plenty of them for you all to purchase. Early and I spent 20 years writing this. We spent about 2 years out of our life, and I'd just like to recommend it to you. I get calls from people around the world, predominantly around the United States, and sometimes they're in a location that there isn't anybody like Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and people that come here. So I tell them, take the manual, look up the scripture, read the lessons, pray the prayers, and go into self-deliverance. Now, you can cast demons out of yourself. The formula is I command this demon to come out of me or you in the name of Jesus Christ. That's where the power comes from. The power comes from the fact that you are Christians and you have that right. Okay, now I've been doing this for 20 years and Glenn more than that. I have no more power than you do. Maybe I got an anointing, you know, to do what I do because this is my ministry, but I have no more power than you do. The power comes from the name of Jesus Christ. So I just highly recommend that all of you get a manual and use it as a teaching aid. If you go through the manual from the front to the back, you'll have quite an education in deliverance. And then the Holy Spirit will work with you. Now, deliverance is not really mysterious. It's not real complicated. We've taught little children to cast demons out. And the demons hate to be cast out by a little child. So, and as long as the little child is a Christian and they believe in Jesus Christ. So you're a big man, and there's no reason why you big men shouldn't be casting out demons. Every Christian should be casting out demons. Signs will follow those that believe, and in my name they shall cast out demons. Now, raise your hand if you're a believer. Anybody here that's not a believer? All right. You have, not only do you have the right to cast out demons, you have the responsibility. It's really not, you have a choice not to cast out demons, just like you have a choice not to obey any part of the Bible. But you really have a responsibility. So I want to highly encourage you. I want to tell you that you don't have to be Gene Moody or Glenn Miller to cast out demons. Just any Christian can cast out demons. And I want to see you get involved. Now, I want to teach you something today about how to do this. I put in the manual, and generally I just teach you out of the manual. And then whatever God wants me to say in addition to that, there's six basic steps to your deliverance. Now, these six steps would also apply to any person that you're ministering to. It is easy to cast out demons, but hard to discipline your life. So, you could do this for yourself. You could do this to someone you minister to. Okay, who should you start ministering to? Well, to yourself. Next, your wife. Next, your children. In other words, your family. You start with your family. I mean, you don't run back and tell the preacher, hey, let me cast out all the demons in your church. or my church. No, you start within your family, and then you work outwards. As you begin to get experience, then you begin to work outwards in prayer groups or home groups or whatever. Now, first you identify your problems. If I had time to sit down with each of you and spend a day with you, and we would go through and we'd find out what are your problems in your life. And then from those, we began to get a picture of what you need to be delivered from. Okay, second, you need to forgive, pray, and get yourself right with God. Now, if you have sin in your life, who should ask God for forgiveness? You, right. Should I ask God for forgiveness for your sin? No, God just laughed at me. No, you need to be the one who prays and asks God to forgive you for your sins. Okay, now, then number three, you break curses and soul ties on you and your descendants. So now once you have gotten right with God, then you have the right to do this. Now you're right with God, your sins are on the blood of Jesus Christ. So you have the right to break curses, you have the right to break soul ties, you have the right to break other types of demonic ties. That gives you the right. Before that, you don't have the right. Okay, the next thing you do is you cast the demons out. What is deliverance all about? It's casting demons. At the bottom line is we want to cast demons out. Now, you've heard so much in the church, we bind this up. Okay, what happens when you bind up the demons in people? You lock them in, they stay. Now, do you want the demons to stay within you, your family, your church? No. The bottom line is we want to get rid of these demons, not to bind them up so that they're helpless for a while. We want to get them out of you and out of your family and out of your church. So that's the bottom line. That's what deliverance is all about. Okay, as you cast the demons out, it's a good idea to pray for healing of your soul and body. So pray, you know, go pray for the person to be healed. Now, it could have been they may have been healed as the demons were cast out. But why not go ahead and do a double-barreled approach? Pray for healing, cast the demons out, and then pray for healing. Now, then finally, discipline your life by changing your way of thinking and acting. Now, can I discipline your life for you? No. You have to do that yourself. And that's the hardest part of deliverance. See, really and truly, I'm doing the easy part. Now, this may not seem very easy to you, but it's from the standpoint of casting your demons out and you discipline your life, I'm doing the easy part. It's not easy to discipline your life. It's not easy to change the way you've been thinking and acting for years. Now, those are six basic steps to deliverance. Now, is that real complicated? No. Can all of you do it?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, now let's get into something that's a little more complicated. But nevertheless, you can understand it. I felt led to teach on this after Brother Tommy prophesied to me. He prophesied to me that I would have a greater discerning. And discerning is a necessary tool in deliverance. The greater the discerning you have, the better and more effective you're going to be. So I want to teach you about identifying godly and ungodly spirits. Now, this is a summary of this short lesson. One, discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, and word of wisdom. Three gifts of the Holy Spirit. Do those help you in deliverance? Two, names claimed by demons which describe their works, such as anger to make anger. There was a gentleman came up this morning who said, I'm angry, you see. Well, that could have been a tip-off there that he had a spirit of anger. Okay, in other words, the characteristic. You know, he's a real, let's say he's real emotional, he really gets angry, he has temper, he gets violent, he has fits and so forth. Like a child laying down on the floor, kicking and screaming and pounding. That's anger. Could very well be a demon of anger. Okay, number three, counterfeiting and imitating spirits of God, like the spirit of divination for the word of knowledge. Okay, every godly gift, there is an ungodly gift that is a counterfeit. Synonyms for evil spirits. You can get that out of Rogers Caesarius. Okay, number five, personality of demon. Soul, mind, will, and emotions, just like you are, except it does not have a physical body. So I really don't see demons. God doesn't. I've asked the Lord to let me see demons. He shows them not to. When Worley asked him to see demons, and the Lord told Wynn, he said, well, if you had to see demons to cast them out, everybody would want to see demons. Well, we don't have to see demons to cast them out. But what does a demon look like? Well, he could look like you. He could imitate you. But basically, he doesn't have a body. He's just like you are, except he doesn't have a physical body. That's why he wants to inhabit your physical body. Number six, cause demons to manifest and identify their names and characteristics in spiritual warfare. Well, many times we don't know what demon we're dealing with. We can't get him to come out. We command him to manifest, identify, and reveal himself as unto Jesus. We want his name. If you know the name of a demon, you're going to be more successful. It's like, how many of you are hunters? Raise your hand. Okay. When you go out with, you know, most of you know the difference between a rifle and a shotgun. Okay, if you take a rifle and you shoot that squirrel in the head, that's very direct. But if you shoot that squirrel with a shotgun, that may be very indirect. The squirrel may live, run off, or whatever. So deliverance is just like that. If you know the name of a demon, you're going to be more successful. Number seven, detection by common symptoms or problems. Emotional, mental, speech, sex, addictions, physical and religious, such as false religions, Christian cults, occult and spiritism, and false doctrine. So, you identify demonic spirits by their activities. Those are some examples. Those could be problems, they could be symptoms. Now, it's interesting to go through the Bible. The Bible contains many names of demons and angels. When you go through, you can come up with a good list of demons, a good list of angels, godly spirits, ungodly spirits. Number nine, you can go to dictionaries, encyclopedias, and medical books are a good source of names of demons. Number 10, study false religions, carnal worldly practices, and effects of drugs, sex, and power to identify demonic practices. Now, that's just sort of a summary of the lesson, and I'm going to go into it in more detail. The spirits of God and Satan. Okay, somebody look up 1 John 4:1 and read that for me. Thank you, brother. Okay, you're supposed to try the spirits. You just don't accept everything you see. You try it. You discern it. You judge it. Okay, we can bind and loose spirits. We have the power in the name of Jesus to bind up demons. We have the power in the name of Jesus to loose demons. Or you could say you bind them up or you cast them out. Number three. Therefore, we are safe in assuming that for every ministering spirit of the Lord, there will be one and often many satanic counter spirits. It's just staggering. I gave up years ago trying to come up with all the names of demons, and I tried a different approach. Okay, number four, loosing spirits from the Lord. We don't have power over angels, but we can ask God to loose godly angels. Okay, angels are what kind of spirits? Ministering spirits. Okay, we can ask God to loose these angels to minister to us, to minister to others. I dare say if I wasn't spiritually blind, and I could look in this room, I would see angels. I'm almost positive they're here, you know, but I can't see them. Okay, but they're here to help us. They're here to minister to us. Now, in general, we bind the spirits, demons of Satan, and we loose the spirits, angels of God. We cast the demons out of people, and God directs the angels to minister our needs. So, I guess the only important thing is we don't have power over angels. We can, but we do have the right to ask God to send them to help us. And do we need them? Yes. Absolutely. We desperately need angels to help us. See, I feel totally safe and secure and comfortable entering into direct spiritual warfare with the forces of evil. Now, why? Why is that? Is that because I have the ability to protect myself? No. It's because I believe that God has angels here. They're protecting me. The demons can't get to me. They can't come in and kill me because they don't like what I'm saying. Now, if God would turn them loose and he turned Satan loose, I'd be dead instantaneously. But they can't get to me. Why? Because the angels are protecting me and God is protecting me. Godly spirits, commonly mentioned, are spirit, spirit of God, spirit of the Lord, Holy Spirit. It talks about the human spirit, angels, and the Holy Spirit. Ungodly spirits, commonly mentioned, are evil spirits, demons, and devils. There's actually only one devil, Satan. Demons are the correct terminology. There are millions of fallen angels and billions of demons. Now, do y'all realize that there's only one devil? Anybody disagree with me? There's just one devil, and another name for him is Satan. Okay, ungodly spirits generally are found grouped in families, where you find one demon, you frequently find a family of demons with the same characteristics. So think of demons as traveling in families, and think of associated demons that would be that would travel along with them. Well, how about the spirit of anger? How about temper, tantrums, you know, violence? Okay, there's a book called The Dictionary of Classical Mythology, and this is an excerpt out of it. A knowledge of the classics and an acquaintance with the imaginary characters, places, and incidents of ancient mythology, which have been such an inspiring influence to writers of all ages as greatly to the one's enjoyment of literature, art, and conversation. The people outside literary and educational pursuits have sufficient opportunity or leisure to acquire or keep up a knowledge of this popular branch of learning. It is important, therefore, to present in dictionary form the story of gods, goddesses, heroes, and heroines of the old Grecian and Roman literature. It will lead to a better understanding of the countless references which are made from time to time in the literature of the day to classic subjects. It is a great wonderland of poesy and romance and forms a realm all of its own. The realm of antiquity's gods and demons, he mentioned it in there, and of prehistoric heroes. Notice the underlining in what it says to you. It is talking about gods, goddesses, and demons. There's a demon behind every god and goddess worshipped by men. Are you seeing products with these names more and more today? Is this innocent or deliberate? The definitions of these names can be found in unabridged dictionaries. We recommend that you purchase one for spiritual research. Well, that's another way of identifying the names of demons. Let's say that Brother Glenn had a Buddha sitting back there. You think there'd be a demon in that Buddha? Better believe it. Okay. Idols worshipped by countries. The names of idols are the same as the names of demons. There is a demon behind every idol that is worshipped by man. There are male and female gods and goddesses. Satan has something for everyone. Temple prostitutes included male homosexuals, female lesbians, and female prostitutes.
Speaking of the Buddha, one time we had some people that had a little baby.
Yes.
Who couldn't sleep at night. Come to find out they had a Buddha in their house, and the demon come out of that Buddha at night and tormented the child.
Yes.
We got rid of the Buddha and anointed the house. The child was all right.
Right. Now, that's Brother Glenn has brought up a good subject. It's cleansing your house, and I won't get into that. But every object in your house, it'd be good for you to examine it. Excuse me. And see if there might be a demon in it. If it's a demonic object, there could very well be a demon that resides there. Now, the demon doesn't just stay in the object. I mean, the demon comes out and torments you and your family. Tabor's Cyclopedic Medical Dictionary. Sound like my doctor. I used to kid and say that I was like a doctor and a psychiatrist, you know, that I prayed for people to be healed and I cast the demons out of them so they'd be sane. And then I decided that wasn't too good to tell people that because the medical society and the psychiatric society might get upset and put me in jail for practicing without a license. But in actuality, we are. See, what we do as Christians, as we pray for people to be healed, as we cast their demons out so they can have a sound mind. In a sense, we are doing things like that, except we're not medical doctors and we're not medical psychiatrists. But nevertheless, we perform duties that would be performed by the medical profession, except we do it in a Christian manner. The following is Tabor's definition of multiple sclerosis, a chronic, slowly progressive disease of the central nervous system characterized by development of disseminated demyelinated glial patches called plaques. Symptoms and signs are numerous, but in later stages, those of Charcot's triad, nystagmus, scanning speech, and intention tremor are common. Occurs in the form of many clinical syndromes, the most common being the cerebral, brainstem, cerebellar, and spinal. A history of remissions and exacerbations is diagnostic. Etiology is unknown, and there is no specific therapy. Notice the highlighted words. They tell you the symptoms of the disease and where it is located in the body. With this information, you can pray more effectively. The symptoms can be called out as names of demons, such as plaques, Charcot's triad, nystagmus, scanning speech, and intention tremor. Demons will answer to their medical names, common names, symptoms, or names that they are given in the spiritual world. We work with a woman in deliverance who had this disease by using the above method. We would get manifestations as we called out the demons by their medical names. She was delivered and healed. Now, I highly recommend that. It's a little book called Tabor's Encyclopedia and Medical Dictionary. Let's say someone comes to you and they got a rare disease. Well, how are you going to approach them? Well, I like to approach it from the basis of knowing something about that rare disease. Now, the names that demons are given in the spiritual world is the toughest one. These names don't make any sense to us. God has to show you or through someone else the name of a demon that has a spiritual name. And that's the toughest one to deal with. But a lot of this you can deal with just common sense. Just use your common sense. Okay, neurotic and abnormal personalities, the three P's, psychoneurosis, psychoneurotic, and psychopsychosis. A study of psychology and psychiatry can be very helpful in deliverance. The method of treatment can also open the door to demons. Now, first of all, the psychologists and psychiatrists, many times they identify the demons, they just don't know what to do about it. Now, also, psychiatry can be very dangerous. I don't recommend, if you got problems, that you go and you get mind-control drugs, you subject yourself to shock treatment. There's a lot of things that are very dangerous. And I'm totally against it. Now, a lot of churches recommend it. A lot of pastors recommend it. They don't want to deal with people in deliverance, so they send them to the psychiatrists, the psychologists, the social workers, the mental institutions, the mental wards, because they don't want to deal with it in a Christian manner. Now, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe God has made a way to deal with every problem of the mind. Now, I believe the majority of that is deliverance. Anybody disagree with that? Okay, so apply the Bible. Apply the Bible before you run to the world. See, you're going to the world. You say, I'm a Christian. Maybe you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, Spirit-filled Christian, but I'm going to go to the world to get my help. Well, you may end up in a mental institution, locked up for life. They have the power to lock you up. They have tremendous power given to them by law. And let's say you've got a family that says, well, you know, let's say take Brother Bush's family. You know, Bush is really not too sound mentally. And, you know, and Lois is saying, you know, really, Bush, he's just really gone off the deep end here. You know, he no longer supports his family, you know, and just goes off and leaves us, goes to Lake County, the Bible camp. And you know, I really think that he's gone off the deep end. You know, he really doesn't teach right in church. And so they said, go and they tell the psychiatrist, well, Bush, you know, we need to put you on Prozac. So they put Bush on Prozac, you know, and he really truly begins to lose his mind and his ability to control himself. And they say, well, he's big and he might get violent and he might get aggressive here. And so we better just put him in the mental ward for a while until he can get back okay. Well, that happens to people. So there's a real danger thing. And don't subject yourself to the world of mental institutions if you can help it. I'm violently against it. Okay, phobias. What are phobias? Fears. Right. There are 210 phobias recognized by psychiatrists. So the psychiatrists have identified 210 phobias. That's a great list of 210 demons. Okay, using the Caesarius in deliverance. One, because demons tend to cluster in family groupings, the Caesarius can be an amazingly helpful instrument to identify demons within a specific category. When the spirit is forced to manifest, his name, located in the Caesarius, becomes a tool to uncover his supportive network of demons. This method has been tried in the laboratory of experience and many times has been the key to a breakthrough in cases where the demons have a particularly strong hold on the individual. Now, let's look at sources and branches of false religion. I got a diagram up here. Okay, we have... who is Nimrod?
Hunter of men.
Right. Okay. Who is Thammuz? Right. After his death, right? Okay. And who is Semiramis? His wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
His mother.
Okay, I might be wrong. That's right. After Nimrod died, Semiramis had Thammuz. She said it came out of the dead Nimrod. But Nimrod is like a
like a source of false religions in the Bible. It's like the beginning of false religions. Now, I try to list things that fit in to help us identify categories. Okay, Catholic, what is Catholic? It's mainly religious. Now, I'm not saying a Catholic can't be a Christian, because I know some that I'm almost positive are. I know charismatic Catholics. Okay, so I'm not saying a Catholic can't be a Christian, but I'm saying that there's very much of a danger in being a Catholic. Okay, I'm not going to judge these people. I don't have a right to judge whether they're a Christian or not. But nevertheless, I think there's a very much of a danger. So what is Catholic? Catholic people are very religious. Oh, have any of you ever been Catholics? Okay. Right. Okay, they're very religious. Maybe very pious. Okay. Now, okay, how about false religions? Okay, false religions are a source of demons. Just like people who are Catholic and not Christians are a source of demons. Now, then how about Masonic? Okay. How many of you have been Masonics? Been in the Masonic Order or been in the Eastern Star? Well, Eastern Star is for women. Okay. Masonic is basically for business.
Men can be an Eastern Star.
Do what?
Men can be an Eastern
Star. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Any of you been an Eastern Star? Okay. Masonic is basically for business success. It's a source of demons. Okay. Then let's get into the occult. What do you get out of the occult? Well, you may want drugs, sex, or power. You can get these in the occult. Or you might be in Satan worship. That's another branch. I guess you could call Satan worship the occult. Now, those feed into, actually, the diamonds could be turned upside down. But out of Nimrod came the false religions, and out of the false religions came these different things. Masonic is actually a religion. So, and then out of these, you can identify demons. Like, I've got a lesson on Catholic demons. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And the list of demons was given to me by a man through Dr. Noel. And I used that and I came up with a list. And I ministered one time here at Lake Anna Bible Camp. And I was very gratified at the deliverance that I saw by the people who were Catholic. There's probably a couple dozen Catholic people here. Now, and I ministered Masonic. You can teach about Masonic and you can cast the demons out there. So, these are sources of demons. So, you say, well, how am I going to recognize? Well, let's say the person tells you, I've been in the occult. We've had some people here this company talk about being in the occult or drugs. How about the gentleman this morning? He's been in drugs. Okay, he opened himself up to demonic attack. Okay? So, he had demons that came into him through drugs. Well, generally, you get into drugs, you usually get into sex, too. Well, so you begin to identify these. So, what I'm trying to do is help you to learn to identify these. Now, the list of demons is just simply endless. And in the manual, I guess I've got thousands of names of demons, and it's nowhere near being complete. So, you say, well, Gene, that's just so complicated. I just give up. You know, I'll never get all the names of these demons. Well, I won't either. Well, what are you going to do is you go through life and you're faced with a problem? Well, just assume that problem could be demonic. What have you lost? Let's say you have an addiction. And let's see, what was that name you came up with the other day, Butch? You found the Bible? Sort of an unusual name. Maybe I'll think of it in a minute. But Butch saw something in the Bible that he said, hey, that's demonic. I've never seen that before. But let's say that you're dealing with yourself or others and you have a problem. And you look at that problem and you say, you know, I have crucified the flesh. I've fasted and I've prayed. I've cried out to God. I've done this for a year, and I still got that problem. Well, the chances are good that it's demonic. So why not just go ahead and say, well, whatever that name is, whatever it is, let's say just give it a name and say that's the name of a demon. And then go through a prayer and get... Okay, Bush. Okay, spirit of deterioration. The Lord showed Bush then. Okay, how many people have you heard, you know, you're just deteriorating. You know, my health is just deteriorating. Well, now, do what? Your backbone. Say your backbone is deteriorating. You know, and I'm just losing bone out of my backbone, and it's just deteriorating, and your gums are deteriorating, and well, what have you lost? Let's say that you're totally new to deliverance. You know, you're just a neophyte. And I suspect there's some neophytes. Okay, how many of you out there have never cast a demon out? Raise your hand. Okay, only one person has never cast a demon out?
Now, that's pretty good. Well, praise God for that. I would expect a lot of hands still coming up. I mean, this is an unusual group here. Okay, brother, you got to join this group. You got to become the last one that maybe I'll get you to help me up here. So, right, maybe we'll eliminate your neophyte today. So what you do is, what is so wrong with assuming your problem? You got a real problem. What is so wrong with assuming that your problem is the name of a demon? Okay. Now, then, first thing you do is you eliminate the right for it to be there, which is getting right with God, and just come at it. Okay. Spirit of deterioration, I command you to come out of me in the name of Jesus. Spirit of deterioration, I command you to come out of the brother in the name of Jesus. Okay. So just assume that. Now, what have you lost if that isn't the name of a demon? Absolutely nothing. What have you gained if it is the name of a demon? Deliverance. Right. Okay, so, Earl and I spent 20 years writing that book. We spent 2 years of our life. Now, and you say, well, I've got to spend 20 years, just like Gene and Earlene did. I've got to write a book. You know, I've got to give 2 years of my life to the Lord. No, absolutely not. I'm trying to get this down on sort of a child level. See, all of you are adults. Get it down where you think, hey, I can do that. I don't have to be Gene or Earlene or Glenn or Irma or Doc or Butch or Mildred and Jim or Jim and Alberta. Okay, I don't have to be any of these people who cast out demons. See, don't look at us as being some oddballs who cast demons out. You know, you got to be an oddball to cast demons out. Or you got to be somebody special. No, absolutely not. You don't have to be. I have no more power than you do. Okay. So I encourage you, I exhort you, I light a fire into you. Start casting those demons out. So, now, okay, I'm getting carried away talking here. Let me stop for a minute and see if there's any questions, and then we're going to have some personal ministry. Okay, yes, brother?
I've read a little bit from Lester Sumrall on demons. He said that he didn't believe that a Christian could be possessed, that it could be harassed by demons. Do you agree with that?
Now, possessed to me means you have absolutely no control of yourself. Now, I'm not sure that there couldn't be a Christian in a mental institution somewhere that's totally out of control. But let's look at another. Let's say you're an alcoholic. You're a spirit-filled Christian, but you're an alcoholic. You're actually possessed in that area of your life. Now, you're not possessed as a whole, but you're possessed in part. Okay, so let me put it this way. Anything you can't control, you can be possessed in that particular area. Butch?
What he actually said was, because I went to his school on deliverance, mm-hmm. He says that he believes a Christian can be oppressed or depressed,
Correct. But
not possessed.
Very good.
That's what
Correct.
He says.
Right. So basically, I don't really think a Christian can be possessed. I can't rule out Christians who do end up in mental institutions. Okay, but to me, if you're possessed, you are totally possessed. You have absolutely no control over yourself at all. But I do believe that you can be possessed in any area of your life. You can be possessed in many different areas of your life that you have absolutely no control of, and the demons tell you what to do rather than you tell them what to do. Okay, brother? Right. What has happened
in that area?
The demon has taken over the person's facilities,
yes.
Like his voice cords.
Yes.
So actually, the demon's in control at that particular moment. Or you can sometimes people will pass out and the demons will talk through them. The demons are in control. The demons can sometimes in deliverance, the demon will take the person and they'll just take them out. You'll just take them away from us. And they're totally in control of the body. Now, basically, we don't cast demons out of non-Christians. It's very dangerous. So it's normal for us to cast demons out of you Christians. But I would be doing a person a disfavor if I cast a demon out of a heathen, and the Bible says he goes out and a life state is worse than the first. So I could do him a great disservice. Yes?
I agree with what you're saying there, but I have had to
deliver. Now, thank God.
Right. We was in the process of getting saved.
Now, thank God they went ahead and got saved.
Oh, yeah.
But the danger is, suppose they didn't get saved.
Well, I agree with what you're saying.
Right. So we got to be careful. And, okay. Yeah, right. Glenn says we got to have discernment. In other words, if you know this person is a non-Christian, then the Lord better be telling you, hey, if you don't work with that person in deliverance, they're going to go ahead and get saved. And if God tells you, the Holy Spirit shows you, then that's okay. Because God knows the future. He knows whether the person will get saved or not get saved. Okay, question. Yes?
You can receive deliverance through praise and worship also.
Right, and God has the right to do that.
Yeah.
But he doesn't necessarily do that for everybody. Yes?
It depends a lot on your commitment when you're salvation. It's how much you throw in.
Right, and I've heard stories, and I'm sure Glenn has too, of people that God would sovereignly deliver. And he chose to do that. So and we have to allow God to do that. He's God. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present. Yes, brother?
You said that, if I'm understanding you correctly, the demons run in families. Yes.
Well, yes, because he's like a family spirit or familiar spirit. You have to deal with the fact, hey, my father, he's an angry man, and I'm an angry man, and so it's a little more complicated. It's greater to deal with than if you didn't have to face that through your family. You just face that on your own. Okay, it's 2:00. We got what, 30 minutes, Glenn? Oh, we got 45. Okay, I want to get into some ministry now. Bill's already got it set up for us. Now, okay, I want that brother to come up here with me, and then let's see, let's set up a. Now stand over on the other side there. Okay, now who would like, now this is for, okay, got two hands come up immediately, the one on the outside then. We're going, and this is basically deliverance, but we will pray for healing, but mainly we want to pray for deliverance. Yes, sit down, so everybody can see you, and this brother's going to help me here. We're going to get him initiated into casting out demons. Okay, now, and so I guess, Glenn, you want to get this on the microphone, Glenn? Okay, now, this brother has a problem, okay, and we're all Christians. Now, we want to find out what his problem is, and then I want to get him to pray, and then we're going to come against that problem. Now, I'm going to be the leader, and this is going to be my assistant over here, but all of you don't, you're my helpers. Okay, you don't sit back there and go to sleep on me now. I want you to be praying and warring and calling demons out or whatever it is that the Holy Spirit will tell you to do. Now, okay, so brother, tell us what your problem is.
As my friend will probably tell you, I'm not sure at this point in time that I'm a good candidate to stand up here with you. I love the Lord with all my heart, but I have my own challenges that I'm dealing with. So maybe when those are dealt with, I might be a better tool for the Lord to use. I don't know. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Well, okay. Are you a Christian?
I can answer that.
Okay.
So just through my own experience, the Lord used me to cast devils out of people, and then afterwards, I was getting delivered. As a matter of fact, during the same time when these men were called out, you get delivered right along with them.
That's right. I'd like you to be here.
God knows what he's doing, even when we don't.
I had to learn the same way. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
Right. Are you a Christian?
Oh, yes, sir.
Is there any doubt in your mind?
Oh, no.
Okay, you're a candidate. Okay. Right. Yeah, we'll carry you. Don't worry, we'll carry you. Okay, brother, tell the congregation what your problem is.
Well, one of them is, I've got, they say I have degenerate arthritis, my wrists, my elbow, and my bones, and, when he said, you said that deterioration thing, I said, ooh, that's me. But, I've been to doctors, and I've repented. I've checked my heart for bitterness. You know, for 15 years we've been looking. Okay, what else can you get rid of out of your life? And I know I've been to healing services, and there's been phenomenal results in other people. And I know Jesus. This is demonic, and I know Jesus can heal me. I know he heals. I've been miraculously healed. Broken backs, just instantly
Praise
healed.
Praise God.
Lord. Blood pressure instantly healed. It was demons, and. This is demons, as far as I'm concerned. And I like to be healed. I like to be whole. And I like to be healed. I like to be whole. And not just here. I like to be healed now. Today, in the next 3 or 4 minutes, 2 minutes. This afternoon. Yeah. Now. Jesus.
Okay. So you figure that you have really explored the part about bitterness and unforgiveness,
right.
and there's no bitterness, there's no unforgiveness in your life, and God has forgiven you of all the people that have hurt you and mistreated
right.
you and so forth.
Right, as well as I know how.
Okay. Well, let's just do a perfunctory prayer then.
Okay.
Just pray a general prayer to the Lord so the congregation can hear you about bitterness and unforgiveness.
Lord Jesus, I just choose to forgive anyone, anything, any organization, just anything. I don't want any bitterness towards anyone or anything. And I ask you to forgive me because I know that's been in my heart and I've been dealing with it and always putting it before you. I want no ought against any man or anything that you've made, Jesus. And I ask you to forgive me where I have sinned. And I choose to release anybody of any obligation when they've hurt me or when they've done me wrong. And Lord, I want to be free. I don't want to have any sin in this area of my life.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Okay, brother, lay a hand on him. Just sort of follow along with me. If God gives you a name, if a name pops in your head, then call it out. Just say, hey, Gene, I got this name. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against this arthritis in our brother. We come against degenerative arthritis. We come against the spirit of degeneration. We come against the degeneration of the bones and the marrow. We come against the degeneration in the joints. And we command those to come out in Jesus' name. We speak to you. He is under the blood of Jesus Christ. You have no right to him. We exercise our power over you. And we cast those out in Jesus' name. Now come out of him. Loose him and set him free. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to come out of his arms, come out of his wrists, come out of his skeletal system. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you and cast you out. We remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. And you'll be casting out with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. We stir you up and drive you out. Lord, we pray that you'd shine your light on those demons and give them no rest. Send your angels in there with their sharp two-edged swords and cut those roots out. Light a fire into those 10 times hotter than hell, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of him. Come out. All arthritis, degenerative arthritis. We come against all those itises. Arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis. All the itises that destroy the body. We bind you and cast you out. Now come out of him in Jesus' name. Now listen. Listen. Come out of his wrist and out of his elbows in Jesus' name. We bind your power and drive you out of our brother. He is under the blood of Jesus Christ. We break those curses on him. We break every curse on him, every curse of arthritis. We break any curses that would come down through the family line.
Yeah.
We break those curses in Jesus' name, and we drive you out. We drive you out. We bind you and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Now lift him and set him free. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, that name above all names. Now come out of him. Come out of him. Come on out right now. Come on out, and any snake spirits, I drive out any snake spirits in Jesus' name. I bind you and drive you out, the snake spirits, any spirits that are coiled around his skeletal system, coiled around his spine. We bind those and cast them out in Jesus' name. Come out of our brother. Loose him. Loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. And we remind every demon that doesn't come out that God, and we ask the Lord to assign you into a lower level of hell, to give you greater punishment if you're unwilling to come out. We bind you. We bind you and cast you out. We loose him from every evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of him. Come out of him. All these demons that are wrapped around him. Every spirit that's wrapped around his bones. We command you to come out of him. Now come out of his skeletal system. Come out of his nervous system. We bind you and cast you out. Every evil spirit. Every evil spirit. We bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Now come out of him. Loose him and set him free in the name of Jesus Christ. That name above all names. You're defeated, Satan. You're defeated. Jesus Christ went down into hell. He took away the keys of hell and death, and he put you to open shame. Now, come out of my brother. That's right. If you have any legal right to be there, we command that you speak out of him or speak into his mind. Any legal right to be there. We forgive all the ancestors. We break every sin of the ancestors. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you and cast you out. Now, come out of him. Listen. Listen and set him free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, that name above all names. The name of Jesus Christ. I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what he's telling you to do and go where he's telling you to go. Now come out of him. Come out of him. Loose him. Loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. We rip you out by the blood of Jesus Christ. We rip those roots out in Jesus' name. We rip every root out. We rip you out. We forcefully eject you. We drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. We hate Satan. We hate all sin and iniquity. We hate what you're doing to his body. Now come out of him. Loose him. Loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus, that name above all names. Now come out of his mind, will, and emotions. Roots, memories, scar, nests, and habits, ruler demons, and lesser demons, we command you to come out of him. Everything. We come against any operations, any demons that came in through any operations. We bind you and cast you out. Or demons that came in through drugs, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Come out. Demons of prescription drugs, we bind you and cast you out in Jesus' name. We break your hold on you. We break any soul ties to any doctors or drugs or hospitals or whatever. We break any soul ties, demonic soul ties with the medical profession. We break that in Jesus' name. Now come out of him. Loose him and set him free in Jesus' name. That name above all names. Now come on, up and out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirit of guilt. We bind the spirit of guilt and we drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Loose him and set him free in the name of Jesus Christ. Guilt, shame, embarrassment, come out of him in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All these evil spirits that have come into him from time to time, we come against that demonic web. We drive that demonic web out in Jesus' name. All the interrelations between all those demons, we break those and drive those down in Jesus' name. Now come out of him. Come out of his skeletal system, out of his nervous system, out of every system in his body, all these evil spirits. We bind those, we cast them out in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ.
It is written, Satan, in Galatians 3:13, that Jesus became his curse. And I appropriate that in his behalf today, and I take authority over you, the spirit of curse. I bind you back 30 generations in this man. I break the ancestral curse over him. I command you to come out of him.
That's right.
I loose him in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I come against the curse of eating blood, blood sausage and blood pudding. I break the curse of it over him. Come out of him in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
it is written by the blood of Jesus. I have authority to break the assignment. I put the blood that cleans and to wash back in his generations. I break the curse of the ancestral sins. And so, devil, you have to obey. For Jesus became his curse, and you have to loose him.
Yes.
Come out of him in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
I break the curse of it over him in Jesus' name. You have to obey. Take a deep breath. Loose it. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. I break the curse in Jesus' name. I'm eating blood. I'm drinking blood. I'm eating blood sausage and blood pudding. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose him from it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I command this arthritis to loose him and come out of him. Degenerate arthritis, I command you to come out of him in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Take a deep breath. Give it up. Come out of him in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. I loose him. Come out of him in Jesus' name. Loose him. Loose him. Now in the name of Jesus, I appropriate Isaiah 53:5. For it is written, devil, that by stripes were healed. And I appropriate the scars and stripes and the whipping post, and I command this body to receive the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus. I command healing into these bonds, into these joints in Jesus' name. And I loose it, and I bind you to the day of judgment. All of you foul devils, I bind you. Angel of the Lord, bind them up and keep them till the day of judgment. And I loose you from your dominion. I command this body to receive the healing virtue of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Feel better?
Praise God. Amen.
About Christ.
I command through the authority of the name of Jesus that this body carry out all this inflammation and that these joints restore themselves in Jesus' name. By the stars and stripes and the whipping post, I command these joints that the poison to be carried out of this body and out of his spine, even though he's not aware of it. I command it to come out of here in Jesus' name, and then I command that this body to restore itself in Jesus' name. I command restoration into it in the name of Jesus.
Spirit of cramps. Okay, we come against the spirit of cramps and we command that to come out in Jesus' name. Any cramps, cramping in the muscles, we bind those and cast those out in Jesus' name. Come out. Any cramping in the muscle, in the muscular system, we bind it and cast it out in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Okay, thank you all for helping. And
this is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.